North Shore Radio WTIP, and we are joined in the studio now by three young photojournalists from Norway, actually all from the University of Oslo, and they are Christian Bolsrud,
close enough,
Katinka Husted, and that one I can do,
yeah,
and Anton Ligarden.
Yeah, that's good.
And we will refer to them as Christian, Katinka, and Anton. At any rate, they are, as I mentioned, photojournalists. They're in their first, have completed their first year at the University of Oslo, and are here in Grand Marais and in Cook County. They've been here for 3 weeks, I think you said. You're going to be here for another week, talking to people about their Norwegian heritage. Now, my first question is this, Christian, is this a school project that you're doing?
Well, that's the thing. We three met through school, but this is just something we're all fascinated about, heritage and identity, and of course, being able to go for this amazing trip and meeting people and seeing places. So this is something we do on the side, and that we hope that can be a business of its own, maybe after school, yeah.
And but are you not necessarily with this project? But is photojournalism what you're taking up in school? So that naturally,
yeah.
Folded. Okay,
yes.
And Katinka, it seems to me, and this isn't just today's young people, but it has been this way historically. Young people, particularly the age of you three, are not always very interested in a certain one's culture. You know, that sometimes doesn't come till later. How did you happen to become so interested in that?
I know. I mean, it comes quite naturally, I think. It's something you start when you grow up. You start to wonder about how you feel about the one's identity, one that's constructed. Yeah.
Okay. And Anton, the fact that the three of you had that same interest, how did you come together? Did you know each other before you went to school at the university?
No, we didn't. Well,
how did you happen to connect around that interest?
that's a good question. Well, we
that's
we,
why I asked.
We have a really small class in the photojournalism. It's only 12 people for each year, and. Then Christian was kind of a nice guy, and I started getting some interest to get to know him. And then he presented this project for me, and I thought, wow, this sounds amazing. And it was so catchy. And after a while, we hooked up with Katinka, and the three of us I think we worked really well together. Mm-hmm. We presented the ideas to each other and discussed it, and everything was going forward. And eventually we just bought our tickets and decided...
Made it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Christian, once you discovered the three of you had this interest, how did you... And you knew that you wanted to come to the United States to talk to people about how they felt about their heritage, Norwegian. How did you happen to pick Cook County?
You know what? That's kind of a secret, actually.
Oh,
but
really?
I can tell you that within a year you'll probably get to know why. For the first, it's a lot of counties in Northern America that have this Norwegian. Even have more Norwegians per capita than here in Cook County.
Uh-huh.
But somehow the Norwegians that settled down here just made such a big impact on the place.
Ah.
Half the names of the streets and the places. And of course, I don't know if everyone will agree with this, but I've heard the word Norwegian Riviera about the North Shore. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense. And I think you're right. I think that certainly people of Norwegian, certainly Scandinavian, heritage has made a big difference on this. So, Katinka, your job then over the past, or what you've been doing, the three of you, over the past 3 weeks, and will continue for about another week, is talking to people, and I'm assuming then recording, filming them, so forth, about how they feel about being Norwegian.
Mm.
So, how do you get somebody to do that? In other words, how do you find out, first of all, who's Norwegian? And secondly, well, I suppose you could ask names. And secondly, find the people to do it with?
Well, it's been really easy to find people that say they're 100% Norwegian. So so it's actually been hard to just choose someone. But we found the six, I mean, five? No, five.
Yeah, we're five, six, seven that we're doing for this first pilot project.
Uh-huh.
And then it's more after a while. But I can say straight away, excuse us to all the people that that haven't gotten their mails and telephones answered yet, because it was been so many people that have called and sent us emails since last time we were on this program and since we were in the newspaper. So we'll get back to you. Believe you that
we have a long list.
Yeah, right.
Well, and so did you have an idea, Anton, when you started the project, that you only wanted to do five, six, or did that become apparent to you after you started doing it and thinking, no, we gotta go with a smaller number?
Well, I think we all knew before we went here that we had to be strict with the numbers, because obviously we want to do this as good as possible.
Sure.
And there's only, you need a certain amount of time to get to know people,
and
the research period and everything, just looking at finding the right people to talk with, that takes a lot of time.
You know, you mentioned something that I think probably is very important, and that is that you have to get to know people. I mean, particularly, I think Scandinavians, particularly perhaps Norwegians, they just don't get it. Oh, sure. Here, sit down, and I just met you 5 minutes ago, and I'll tell you my life story and all about my relatives. Yeah. So building relationship, I would think, would be very important in that to start out with. Now, what is this project going to look like, Tinka, once you... Okay, you've got all this information, all this footage that you've been doing, the interviews, all the information. You're going to leave here in about a week. Then what happens? What does it become?
We're actually trying to make what we call an interactive web documentary. So it's a documentary, but it's a different approach to it. So it will eventually become a website, which people or the audience can participate in.
Oh.
They can
enter. Interactive.
Yeah. So and what we're making now is actually small portraits of the people that we met.
And I'm interested in that because I know that a lot of times when you'll hear about somebody that got interviewed and they'll say, oh my gosh, I talked to that person for 8 hours and they put on 2 minutes worth of what it was. How much, I don't know if you want to call it footage or whatever it is, but how much, you know, stuff do you put together that will wind up, let's say for one person, and then how much will you wind up with that on the website?
Well,
Christian,
the good thing about this kind of documentary is that you can do both. You can both give people the concentrated version of their portrait, but also if people are even more interested, they could like click on and read more and see more, and that's one of the advantages of this kind of documentary.
Yeah, want to remind our listeners we're visiting with Christian Katinka and Anton, and I'm not going with the last names this time, except for Katinka's, who's his Houston, who are three Norwegian photojournalists from the who actually all together attend the University of Oslo and have been in our part of the world interviewing people. So when do you anticipate, now when you go back to Oslo, again, you've got all of this stuff. How long do you think it'll take to go through all of that, Anton, all of that information, look at it, edit it, you know, getting it ready for the website?
Well, just asking me that question reminds me of how much work we got to do. But I think the pilot project will be done in the fall, this fall.
Really? So you think the website will be up that soon?
Yeah, we'll see. The details aren't completely ready yet, but we'll have a pilot project ready before we get here again, and we're going to travel here again by next Christmas or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not actually next Christmas,
yeah, this Christmas,
Christmas, this Christmas, and next spring as well.
Yeah. So you'll be coming back to
further extend this map of people and
do more interviews?
Definitely, yeah.
And then I am assuming be able to come back and say, okay, here's the web, you know, we've got the website, and be able to have people
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. And now you really have my interest piqued with as to why you came here. But we're just going to have to wait for
that. Yeah, you'll have to wait.
For the website?
I think you'll have to actually wait for close to the finished complete project.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're obviously not saying that.
No.
So what is the future of it then? I mean, you're going to come back next winter. Mm-hmm. You talked about the fact that you're going to have this interactive website, and yet we'll have a link to more expanded information. Mm-hmm. When you come back, you're going to talk to more people. What's the end game look like?
Well, first off, our first plans are in the autumn of 2014, or maybe even Christmas, to have a complete interactive documentary that both will present people, places, and the atmosphere of the North Shore to people. At the same time, you can go to see the. Well, hopefully, we get some funding to get someone to publish a book with the portraits of the people that we met. We hope to make cut down a documentary short version to show for TV. There's lots of stuff we would love to do, and of course, maybe get newspapers to grab hold to some of the angles of our stories.
Katinka, all of this is going to take a fair amount of time. You're also going back to be, I don't know if you call it the same thing in Norway, sophomores or second year students at the university. How do you find time to do the university and all of the stuff that this may require as well?
Hopefully we will be able to integrate it in our bachelor in a way.
Oh, I see.
But I mean, this is work, but it's as much as fun. I mean, we develop ourselves, and we actually, I think, to survive in this industry, you have to really want it, and you have to do independent projects like this.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Anton, Christian mentioned to perhaps look for some funding. Just what you're doing now, I'm assuming, is not inexpensive. Flying over here, you know, I'm assuming it. You're involved with a lot of equipment and so forth. How is all that getting funded?
Well, it's funded by our own pockets.
It is. Okay.
But we all work part time in newspapers, and somehow this is a project that's really important to us, and it's a project that we think it's fair to use that amount of money on, because we think we will learn a lot from this.
My guess is you probably already have.
We have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We will learn a lot more.
Now, is this your first trip to the United States for all three of you?
For two of us, for guys.
For me and Christian, it's the first time.
Katinka, you've been to the United States before.
Yeah.
Have you
couple
been
of times.
Up here?
Never. So this is completely different.
So this is, Cook County is new for all of you.
Yeah.
A couple of questions about that. Number one, can you see when you came here, were you able to say, oh yeah, I see now why so many of our ancestors came here?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And what was
Norway. This is Norway. I'm from inland in Norway. I grew up along a big lake, Norway's biggest lake, and a lot of forest. Immediately when I came up here, I thought it saw just like that part of Norway. And it's not difficult to understand why so many Norwegian people came up here, and why they didn't settle for other parts in USA, because this is so similar. And they could do the exact same thing they
did. Fishing, logging,
of course.
Whatever. Yeah.
That makes it easier.
Christian, what, whether it be in terms of the locale or the people that you talked to, what was your biggest surprise?
Well, there's something called Norwegian hospitality. And I can't say that I'm familiar with that so much from home.
Oh?
But when I got here, We really felt both kindness and hospitality and openness from everyone we met, and just this close-knit society has just really lifted us and carried us through this project in a way that I never thought was possible.
Oh, wonderful. And do all three of you anticipate, well, you are already planning on coming back, so.
Yeah.
And Katinka, now I'm holding a newspaper article that was about the three of you, and you're biting into something called Brunost.
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 Yeah, that's right.
Brown cheese.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned to you off the air, brown cheese is generally something that we throw away because we figure it's gone bad. How has the response been to the Brunost?
I think it's been really good.
Has it?
Yeah. But yeah? We haven't been able to give it away as much as we would. I mean, we just have...
I noticed you didn't bring any with you tonight.
Yeah, kind of...
That's maybe because I've started to like it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like it before we got here, and then I got the taste of it.
And you, the money got a little slim for food, and you figured you better start eating that. Well, I want...
Yeah, I just wanted to add that we do see, for example, through this Brunost, how people somehow have a relation to Norway. We've seen people eat it that haven't tried it for 70 or 75 years, and just their whole face lights up, and
really?
They get back to their childhood, you know. So it's it's something special about, well, Brunost has to get this, but this it's something about Norway to the Norwegian Americans along the shore.
Maybe a new opportunity for the co-op.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Brunost. Well, we have been visiting with Christian Balsrø. No, you pronounce it.
Christian Balsrø.
There we go. And
Katinka Hustad.
And
Anton Ligorn.
Yeah.
Oh, and we had a couple of calls while
we
were
did.
On the air. And,
oh, great.
And one of the listeners, Sal Malang from Lutzen, would like to know how to get a hold of you guys.
Ah,
good point.
You know what? If you call in to the radio station again, they'll give you my email address. Let's try that.
Will we?
Don't call Buck and Bob.
No.
Call during the regular business hours.
Okay, well, yeah, they'll give you our phone number.
Okay.
On Monday.
On Monday.
Oh, yes. Correct. That wasn't so easy. Okay, our cell while we're here is 370-0701. Try that.
0701. Okay. Great. Thank you. Good. We had another caller that had a suggestion that if they haven't already done so, they should head up towards Grand Portage and High Falls, etc. So I'm sure you probably covered the county, but
please give us a Norwegian Native American that we could follow. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have a joke for us?
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's hard.
Wow. That's actually, that's kind of why we're here. We wanted to get some people to tell
you jokes.
Some jokes. Yeah.
Well, we had told some earlier, but I think we still have. I don't know what I did with mine, Buck. Here, I've got one that I told this to Buck and another friend, Lee Bergstrom, off the air. But Ole was driving down the road doing about 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden he looked in his rearview mirror, and here's the highway patrolman with the red lights going. Wanted him to stop, so Ole pushed it up to 80. Very shortly, here's the highway patrolman right behind him, lights going, doing 80, trying to get him to stop. Ole pushed it up to 90. Finally, the highway patrolman passes him, forces him off to the side of the road, and goes over, and he said, Ole, didn't you know I wanted you to stop? And Ole said, yeah, but he says, about 10 years ago, he says, my wife ran off with a highway patrolman, and I was afraid you were bringing her back.
sounds like a Norwegian, yeah.
Yeah. Buck's got another one.
Ole says to the waitress, he's at a restaurant, he says to the waitress, call the manager. I can't eat this food. She says, it's no use, he won't eat it either. We actually have several. I don't know how much pain we want to give the audience.
Have people telling you a lot of Norwegian jokes, Ole and Lena jokes?
It's the lutefisk and it's Sven and Ole. That's what we get back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other question is, have you been to Sven and Ole's for pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a pizza. I don't know about you guys, but we've tasted it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
I went for the pasta for some reason. I don't know why, but I'll get back for the pizza. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank all three of you very much for being on the show tonight. We really appreciated you coming in, and wish you the very best in the next week. And look forward to seeing you when you come back again.